Tuesday.
I'm heading up to Fresh Market to get some meat. I want to make some more sausage.
You going to do summer sausage? Yeah, try one more time. You going to do summer sausage?
My son's coming over today, so the other two will probably be gone. So I think I'm going to make five or ten more pounds of kielbasa.
That's good. The folks that I have processed my deer, we had some of that made into summer sausage. And we haven't tried it yet, but it sure looks good.
Different kinds of summer sausage, and I make bratwurst, I make kielbasa, I make all kinds of sausage.
What kind of grinder you got? What kind of, is it a food processor or a grinder, or what you got?
Regular professional grade grinder, I forget the name of it. It'll grind the hell out of you. And then I've got I forget the name of this too, but I've got a stuffer to stuff the sausage. So I've got all the stuff to do it with.
Well, we've got a Master Chef smoker, and it's starting to show some age. We were down there looking at Lowe's, and they got this really, really nice glass front. I mean, it's real nice smoker, and man, they want $500 for that thing. I think I'm going to try to make sure my smoker just keeps on going.
Is there some chance?
He says it was a Mastercraft.
With them, I've actually got one probably exactly like it, only made by a different company, Pitmaster, Pit Boss, rather. And mine was around $600, $500 or $600, something like that. But they sure do work nice. They control the temperature for you, and it really helps. Makes a big difference.
Mr. Chef, we've got is a pretty good size for us. It'll do. Will it do half racks?
Yeah.
My wife says it'll do half racks. It's pretty good size. And it just really does a good job. Matter of fact, we've got several pieces of MasterChef stuff. And it's reliable. It lasts a good long time. It's done a pretty good job. So, anyhow, I'm going to try to make that thing continue to work.
It's a hard button to push on that kind of money for a smoker, but I use it a lot, and I don't know how much mine will cook. I could probably put 20 racks of ribs in it, and even more if I hung them, but I could probably put 3 per shelf, and I think there's 4 or 5 shelves, so whatever, 15, 20 racks of ribs, a bunch of them.
This thing must be a monster. All right. Getting all prepared for Winter Field Day.
Participant in Winter Field Day. I don't care to be outside in the winter.
I told the guys that if it gets down below about 45 or 50 degrees, bye.
Thanks, Ada, this time.
They're doing it over off of Brush Creek Road in Traveler's Rest. A fellow by the name of Gene over there. I can't recall his call sign.
Just FYI, I'm getting on Spartanburg Highway here. It gets a little bit interfering.
Well, we're about to pull in Inman, and I'm taking my sweetheart over to Granny's Kitchen for breakfast.
I got to stop at the bank first, and I'm pretty close to Fresh Market, so I'll just hop off here. Steve, good to hear you. 73, have a good one, and I'll catch you again. ND7J Mobile.
Good, always talk to you there, Bob. 73's K4 VWA. I'm clear.